Leili Nishmas of Kanmish Kamen Ben Veli Melech. Nadarm Pek Tas Mishna Aleph. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Paiskan La'adam Bechvayt Avavi Imo. Rebbe Eliezer says that a Chacham, in order to be Mater, a Neder, can sort of initiate to a person to regret making a Neder because of the honor of his father and his mother. And they would say something like the Rav points out, had you have known that the world would say about your parents, or say to your parents, see this child that you raised, he's so lackadaisical with Nedarim, and it turns out that you were mezalzel and they're covered. So had you have known all that, would you have still made the Neder? And then he tried to get this person to regret. So Eliezer says you're allowed to do this. The Rav points out, if a person just regrets by himself, you don't have to be paiseach with anything. But we're talking about where a chacham to be matar neder initiates. So you're allowed to start initiating with this. V'cham eisen. However, the chacham aser, because according to chachamim, we're afraid that he really doesn't mean it. He's just going to answer the chacham. He's going to say, for sure, I don't want to be mezalzel in my parents' covenant. I never would have made that neder. But really, he doesn't mean it. Because he's just saying that because he's embarrassed to say the opposite. But really, in his heart, he still would have made the same neder. So that's why the chacham aser, if you're a chacham, don't be paiseach in this way. Am Rabbi Tzadik. Now, Rabbi Tzadik is trying to go against Rabbi Eliezer, almost like taking the side of the Chachamim. And Rabbi Tzadik says, "Acha poischan lo b'chvayt ava v'imo, yiftechu lo b'chvayt amakom." Rabbi Tzadik says that, according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, once you're already coming to the point where they're going to be paiseach, that a person should regret by thinking about how he shamed his parents, why not just bring up HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To be matar a neder, make him regret that he made the neder because of the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, according to Rabbi Eliezer, just like you're not afraid that the guy's going to lie out of embarrassment by his parents, so too, don't be afraid he's going to lie out of embarrassment speaking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Im kein ein nedarim. So this is a machlekes in the Girsus here, is this, that the Chachamim are now saying back to Rabbi Tzadik that we wouldn't go so far. In other words, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you would never be Paseach. So that's why we understand Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that, because that much busha, that a person is going to be so chotzef to say that he would have still made a neder, even though it would have shamed the Ribbono Shel Olam, a person will never say that. But to the kavod of his avav and imo, that he would, and that's why according to Eliezer, you're allowed to be pesach kvod avav imo. And that's why the gir says, im kein ein nedarim, because once you say that, if you'd be able to be pesach with the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's never going to be any nedarim, meaning the nedarim were not properly matered. Like Taisa Santa points out. Umoidim Cham Rabbi Eliezer, Bedavar Shebeno Levein Aviv Imo, Sheposchon Lo Bechvod Aviv Imo. However, the Cham agreed to Rabbi Eliezer that you can be Paseach Bechvod Aviv Imo. You can say, had you have known that you would have shamed your parents, and we're not afraid, according to Cham, that he's going to lie for the shame of his parents in a case where the thing that he made the nether about was regarding his parents. So if a guy already went out of his way and made a nether, let's say his father shouldn't have any anah from him, so we see already that he's not so concerned about the busha of saying something against his father. So if we're not concerned about the busha about him saying something against his father, we can be paiseach and say, had you have known, and we're not afraid he's going to lie, because here he could just say, no, I still would have made the nether. Because we see that he, lamaisa, made the nether against his father. So that's why this case is a little different. And here, he can give an honest answer and he can say, you know what, I'd rather not have shamed them that people would say that about him. But that's a little bit different than him actually saying out loud, like a sort of embarrassment to say something out loud, like a busha. We see that that doesn't bother him. So that's why in this case, even the Chum agree that you're allowed to do this.